artist in a mold all of her own. Thai people's skills are comparable to those of Western artisans, or may even surpass them. Our works are delicate, ornate, and most importantly, labor costs are far cheaper, says Pachana Sanke, a highly successful bronze casting artist from Lopburi. Pachana was so driven by her passion for bronze casting that she flew all the way to Italy to learn about the art. She later came back home to set up her own foundry on a land plot covering 5 rai in Bangluwe in Tawung district of Lopburi. She is now managing director of Roch La Fine Art Company Limited, which is her family business. She is in charge of the company's marketing plans and runs the foundry with about 30 employees. Her foundry always welcomes visitors who want to learn or train. Her elder sister runs the administrative work of the foundry and receives visitors and is always on hand to share knowledge of the art of bronze casting, while her younger brother oversees the production process and supervises staff. Pachana takes orders only from clients in foreign countries, and she has accumulated a large group of faithful customers who are ready to pay for her high-quality bronze works. Pachana said she saved up some money and coordinated with the Italian embassy to arrange a 3-year visit to Italy to study the techniques of bronze molding. She worked as an apprentice to local artists and helped them arrange art exhibitions showcasing sculptures and statues cast in bronze. This gave her a chance to get to know renowned artists and art teaching academics from well-known universities who came together in Italy. The company's name was taken from the name of my Italian teacher who taught me all about bronze casting techniques, and the name of his wife, Pachana said. Although the couple have passed away, Pachana still has a deep gratitude for what they did to contribute to her life, both artistically and personally. She recalled her first commission called Mr. Bew from an Italian businessman, which involved 99 bronzes cast out of models created by a German artist. She went on to cast bronze statues commissioned by many famous artists, teachers, and students from the Royal College of Art in London, universities in Berlin, France, the United States, India, and Sri Lanka. She said it was not easy to gain recognition from international art experts. The works require meticulous attention to the smallest detail, as those artists demand to examine the work process and the finished products themselves, she said. Dealing with customers who are artists requires patience, as they're often very hard to please, sensitive, and sometimes emotional. They're sometimes difficult to understand for ordinary people, Pachana said.